Welcome to Module 3, Session 1. In this session, we're going to explore the difference between feelings and emotions. Let's begin. To ensure we're on the same page, I'm kicking things off in this module, Sacred Dance for Emotional Releasing, by first making some clear distinctions between feelings and emotions. I'm going to be using a passage written by an intuitive and metaphysician named Hiro Boga, that was featured in one of my favorite books, The Desire Map by Danielle Laporte. I believe Hiro's distinction between feelings and emotions is one of the best I've ever come across. She writes, "Feelings are direct energetic responses to experiences. They are communications from your body. Our bodies respond constantly to what's happening in and around us. Those responses take the form of feelings. Feelings are specific, vibrational responses to our experiences. Emotions are feelings that have a mental component added, a thought, story, belief, pattern, or picture that often, though not always, acts as a prism through which the feeling is interpreted rather than felt. This can shape the feeling energy and freeze it into a rigid form. Emotions tend to be less fluid, less responsive to direct experiences." This distinction, now this is me talking, this distinction is important to note because when you practice sacred dance, you're going to be experiencing both feelings and emotions. The question is, do you feel these distinctions in your own body when you dance? Personally, here's how I experience the distinction. Feelings are fleeting. They come and go. Sometimes they're strong, other times they're really subtle. I also notice, though, my mind is very still and calm. So there's no judgments, no opinions, no resistance, no preference, no attachments, no added meanings whatsoever. It's all just pure feeling. Emotions, on the other hand, feel heavier, more dense, and way more emotionally charged. And there's a lot more mental activity. It's like I've unlocked a Pandora's box and I'm discovering all these things about my past self I didn't know about or I had been denying, avoiding, and repressing. Stories, thoughts, memories, mental images, it all comes flooding in. Now, if I can be both the one who is witnessing the experience and the one who is having the experience, then these old emotions that have been stored in my body for who knows how long will finally get released. But if I can't access the one who is witnessing the experience, which would indicate that I'm strongly identified with my experience, in other words, there's no separation between me and the experience, then the emotion doesn't get fully released because instead it is stuck and caught in this mental loop. In the next session, I'm going to share what's even more important than understanding the difference between emotions and feelings.